our generation, taking up the cross in love for you, our King, counting all but lost as we raise our voice and sing to a die. That's a cry. We'll give to one another. We'll lay down our will, we'll give our life. We'll give our life for our brother. March your will no matter where, to reach all the lost, to live the words of our prophet, no matter what the cost. To a die, that's a cry. We commit our
Hello, folks. Glad to have you tune in tonight. We're here again with you on another Friday night to be a blessing and see what the Lord's going to do tonight. Hallelujah. It's the 26th day of August, the last Friday in the month. Already this month has gone by, and we're about to enter September. So, are you ready? Well, we're living in strange times, but the Lord is with us. He hasn't changed. He said, I am the Lord. I change not. No matter what it looks like, the Lord is with us in a mighty way. Amen. And he always will be because he's promised to be with us. So you know that he's not only with us, but he's for you and he's helping you and he's making things work for your good if you're seeking him and putting him in your life, important in your life, making him, yeah, if you love God, the Bible says. And that's important that we love God. He loves us, but we love him also because he first loved us. Amen? So we got to start out with a little bit of news here tonight. I'm wearing a different headset tonight. It's a little bit tight, but we are just doing something a little different, and hopefully it'll sound just as good, if not better, than what it sounded like last week with a different headset. But this is a better headset, although it's a little tighter headset. But hopefully it's good. Sounds good. If it's not sounding good, let me know. All right. Hey, starting the news. An independent group of German scientists found toxic components, mostly metallic, in all the COVID vaccine samples without exception. They're putting toxic metals in your body if you get that vaccine. My, if you've had it, if you get it in the future when they're going to be trying to force it again after the election, they're just backing off and trying to seem a little nice right now, but it's just not true. They're going to continue on after the midterm, but praise God, some good people are making it, some godly people, let's put it that way, that are getting elected in the primaries. And Walmart caves in, and it announces it will cover the cost of an abortion and pay for staff to travel to obtain one in other states that still do abortion, a Democrat state, obviously. In cases up to until the point of fetal viability. Another sad decision by a huge corporation that will join in with all the other corporate people, the people who are fools because they said in their heart there's no God, obviously, because if you're just killing babies, you must not respect a God, must not believe there is a God, right? Yeah. Oh, my. Just terrible, isn't it? It is, but no. Credit Summit releases the latest on U.S. gun sales statistics. More than 18 million guns were sold in 2021, behind only 2020 when the sales topped 21 million. 2021 was the second highest year in history. 2020 was the highest year in history. So why are all these people buying guns out there? They think something's going to happen? Or what is the reason? Anyway, that's the statistics there. Just come out here from Credit Summit. Beth Moore's ministry partner and Bible study writer defends sex changes for children. You know who her ministry partner and Bible study writer, who it is? Well, it's Melissa Moore, her daughter. That's right. And they're both heretics, right? I mean, I've heard the things that Beth Moore believes, and now you hear what Melissa Moore, the daughter of Beth Moore. Sad, isn't it? Yeah. Toby Mac records new contemporary Christian album with pro-LGBTQ, pro-abortionist atheist Kevin Mac, who left DC Talk and said that he is an ex-evangelical now. He doesn't believe anymore. He's not a Christian. He's completely renounced his faith. He says, I am an ex-evangelical. And just because he was friends in the past with Obi Mack, which Obi Mack claims that he'll always be friends with him, but this is a compromise. I don't think he should be recording albums, Christian albums especially, right? That's what we're talking about here, a supposedly Christian album with somebody who's not even a believer and who's renounced the Christian faith in the Lord. Anyway, that's his, he's got a new album out with this mark on it with him. I mean, Mack, Kevin Mack. Sorry. Yeah, that's the name. Anyway, moving on to the next thing. Mennonites, I didn't think I'd be seeing this. Mennonites go gay. That's right, they passed a denominational resolution allowing LGBTQ weddings and repents for excluding LGBTQ people. Where is this going to end, folks? I mean, it's now removed prohibitions against the LGBTQ, the Mennonites. Of all the people, they've been known to be very, you know, old-fashioned conservatives and different things, wearing beards. Some of them don't even drive cars. Some of them do. Wow, what's happening to the Mennonites now? Are all denominations going to go that way? North Dakota School Board, who said there'll be no Pledge of Allegiance in our school, reverses their decision to reject the Pledge of Allegiance after backlash from the public. You know, people can make a difference, folks. And people rose up against that one. And they said they backed off of that. So, yeah, you tell them what you want. Don't let them get their way. Don't let them do their evil. Just tell them what you want and rise up against them and speak out against them. Utility shutoffs are now affecting 20 million people having their power shut off because no money to pay the high bills. And winter is coming. But what are all these people going to do when they can't pay for their power? Is the government going to step in and they're going to pay for it, or is there something else going to happen there? What do you think is going to happen there? Already they can't pay the summer cooling bill and they're going behind on the bill. What's going to happen when the bills for winter, which tend to be probably even higher, what are they going to do then? They can't pay. Yeah, here we are, just Biden gifting Ukraine with another $3 billion. And yet we have these people getting their utilities turned off, really, and losing their homes and high food prices and the high gas prices, which they lowered a little bit, right? You know why they lowered it? Because it's election year, the midterm. They're hoping that they could appear not to be so bad, but hey, you know, you could try all you want. You are what you are, right? And unless they repent and turn to Jesus, they are evil. And they've chosen to be the mouth of the devil, really, basically, because they're doing the bidding of darkness, not doing the bidding of the Lord, that's for sure. They're doing the bidding of darkness here. So, of the devil, the prince of the power of the air, the god of this world. And many of them have made pact with the devil. There's no question about that. And you know what Jesus said to him? He said, you are of your father, the devil. Yeah. But in Jesus' name, these evil ones will be removed by the glory of God, and the Lord will do so. He will have his way, and he will answer people's prayers. God's people will pray against this stuff. Utah, Arizona, and Nevada see tornadoes. Very rare for those states to ever see a tornado. Yeah, but they've seen them just here recently. Well, that's an interesting thing to happen for those states that rarely ever see a tornado. But anyway, yeah, weather wars and all kinds of things are going on right now. So praise the Lord, though he is with us, and he will protect us if we will trust him with all of our hearts. And I hope you're trusting him tonight. Hope the Lord will is close to you and you're drawing near to him in the last days that we live in, that you are trusting in him with all your heart right now. Amen? Amen. Well, I sure am. I tell you, I wouldn't want to be without him, that's for sure. And if I wasn't saved, I would get saved, right? I sure would want to not be saved, not be born again. That's for sure. So, amen. Let's pray tonight. We're going to get into the broadcast here, get into the message tonight. It'll be a blessing to you, I believe. And the Lord will minister to you and strengthen you spiritually here. And that's what we're here for, to get strong in the Lord and the power of his might and the seed and mighty hand of God working on our behalf day by day by day, because he loves us. He promised to be with us, and we thank God for you. We thank you that you're listening tonight. You're here joining us together for this radio church service, and we're just gathering here in Jesus' name for the glory of God. I'm going to share his word, but we're going to open up with prayer before we go any further. And Father, we in Jesus' name come to you, and we pray for America. We pray for victory for those who go into office and do your bidding, Father, that they will get elected in these midterms and they will not be able to do election fraud, but it will be a legitimate, legal voting situation where the ones who are truly voted for will win and those who are not voted for will not win. We thank you for that, and we thank you that if you have to, you send your angel to make sure that it's done honestly and appropriately in Jesus' name, and they will not be able to go and manipulate things. So we thank you for having your way in this country and turning things around for your glory in spite of all the rhetoric and the lies and the evil that Satan seems to be having people that belong to him do, Father. We thank you that his weapons will not prevail, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we bind the enemy over this country and say, no, devil. We consecrate America to you, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, there's going to be a move of your spirit in this country. Many people will get born again. And Lord, I do pray for people to receive you, Father, that more and more people will see their need for a Savior. They'll see their need to be born again, Father. We thank you for that. Thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, Lord. We ask you to bless every listener tonight. Those who are listening to the program, Father, I ask you to minister to them and encourage them and strengthen them spiritually. And that, Lord, they would draw near to you, Father, that they would value the word of God more than they value the word of the world. And, Lord, that they would value their relationship with you more than anything that exists on this planet. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that we can be very close to you right now, Lord, at these times. And as we draw near, we will spend much time in your presence, Father, listening to you and your voice, Father, and your direction and your instruction, Father, that we have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us in this hour, Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you for divine appointments from heaven, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for spiritual breakthroughs in our lives, Father. We thank you for understanding, Lord, and wisdom, Father, that we might walk in the way of the Lord. We walk in the plans of the Lord and not in our own way and our own plan, but your plan, Father. And we will listen to you, Father. We will hear the still, small voice of the Lord, Father. We ask your blessing on this broadcast tonight that you will speak to us in Jesus' name for your glory and that you will have your way, Father. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit here tonight, Father, to share the word of life tonight. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. We commit this time to you. We cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus, and thank you that no weapon formed against us or it shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for health and healing in our body, Father, that by your stripes we're healed. And we walk in continued health, Father. I want to pray for a brother that was hit in a head-on collision, Father. Lord, he just had another accident maybe 6 months ago or so or less, a terrible accident then. And, Father, we pray for healing for this brother. We rebuke the attack of the enemy over him break these curses over him so that these things will stop in Jesus' name. We rebuke this and never again in Jesus' name. We cover him and thank you, Lord, that these weapons of the enemy will not prosper against him. He will be healthy and healed in the name of Jesus. We praise you for it. Everybody say amen. Amen. All right, folks, here we are. Let's get into this tonight. The title is Word Wise. Not worldly wise, word wise. Amen. That's what we want to be. And why do we need to come hear the Word of God? Why do we need to hear it regularly? Or why would people take 2 hours every Friday night here and leave their regular things and schedule and listen to this program, listen to the Word of God and be here in a situation like this with other people of faith? You know, why would it do that? Because it's important. You know, there are many people listed in the Bible, even in the reasons in the Bible listed, such as in Hebrews, where it says that we don't want to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And that faith cometh by hearing by the Word. So we don't want to quit listening to the Word. Our faith has to continue to be strong so that we can be strong in the Lord and that we can do exploits. And so you do get out of obedience is one reason that we want to hear the Word, that we want to be word wise. But there are some not so often thought of reasons that I want to talk to you about here first off tonight. I want to start with one of the main reasons I see is because of the lies. You know, people need to get their minds cleared of the lies. There needs to be a sweeping out of the mind of lies and their eyes refocused on the real world, which is the world that you can't see, the unseen realm, right? You get their eyes refocused on the real world, which is the world that's described in the Word of God, the kingdom of God, for one thing. You know, we need to get refocused properly because you've been out in the world. You've been rubbing with the world. And it's a tragic condition as much as the world is in today, most of the world. And it's a sad situation to see people like this. I was talking to an 86-year-old man this weekend. My heart just went to him about Jesus and seeing that he didn't know the Lord at 86 years old. And so I told him some nice things and told him when I was done, God bless you. And he was just kind of amazed that someone said that to him. And you know, I'm just praying for his salvation. And if I get another chance to ever talk to him again, I will share the full message with him and just ask him if he's ready to receive right now. And I'll pray with him. And I hope to make that appointment, find this guy and talk to him again. But Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hey, that's what it's about. That's not what the world system is about, is it? But that's what Jesus is about. That's what the kingdom of God is about, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And see, in the world system of which Satan is the God of this world, we spend our time seeking meat and drink. People are all out there seeking meat and drink, either from the government's handout or from working a job. Some people try to steal it, but we labor all week for meat and drink. But that is a false kingdom because it's all based on lies, because the God of this world is also the father of lies. So you think that his system is going to be based on anything but lies? Of course not. But he's the father of lies. So we live in a deceptive world, and the people of God need regular doses of truth, the Word of God, to keep them in touch with true reality, the truth. You need to wash with the water of the Word on a regular basis. Another good reason to be listening to this broadcast, another broadcast, and going to church or whatever, wherever you can find the Word truth being released. And the average American today watches 30 hours or more of television and videos every week, or they play 30 hours of video games, some of them. And their mind begins to think, well, you know, I'm seeing the real world. But you know what? They aren't seeing the real world. But they are being programmed. And TV and movies are entertainment, and entertainment medium that manufactures its own world. And how many know it's not God's world? It's a demonic world. and invents its own rules and defends its own values and morals. That is, if it has any good morals at all, which I don't believe it does. But, you know, media is a powerful lie, a powerful lying force. Again, strong ruler demons sit on a throne in Hollywood, and they form the lives of millions and millions of people, even worldwide. And probably your life has even been somewhat formed, maybe slightly, maybe more than slightly, by Hollywood or Hollywood. But not only formed, but there is a subtle programming going on with Hollywood. And the movies that people watch and the television that they watch, there's programming going on, folks. And you need to be aware. And you need to be on guard, and you need to be washing the, your mind with the Word of God so that you're cleaning out these lies on a regular basis if you're watching that stuff. How many have looked at romance through Hollywood's eyes and been disappointed because their romance didn't turn out that way? Yeah, it sure wasn't like Hollywood. And they lived happily ever after, really? Yeah, right. You know, there was a movie touted by many Christians. There's been a number of movies that have been touted by Christians as good movies, right? A lot of movies were touted by Christians as good movies, but, you know, like even Harry Potter was touted as a good versus evil and good for Christians to watch. But I'm telling you, I would have watched it. I would have put that stuff in my mind, okay? But there are other movies that Christians have said, oh, it's a good movie, watch it, like Spider-Man, which is a web. Spider-Man in a web is a snare or a trap, and this movie is being used by those who control to indicate in the spiritual realm that America has been caught in a web. And of course, you know that that has been ongoing web since the first Spider-Man movie came out. And more they've been caught in a web, but we're destroying that web in Jesus' name. As we pray against it in the spirit, right? Pray in tongues, pray in the understanding. But I hate to tell you, but much of the American church is caught up in a web of deception and lies. There's a spider web, even that's getting a lot of the church in deception and lies. And so listen to the word of the Lord. You know, we need to. We need to hear the word of the Lord. We need to hear the word of the Lord to us as last days believers here in 1 Peter. You know, 1:13, let's go over and read that. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Now, we were ignorant, but we're not ignorant now. At least we shouldn't be ignorant now. Not fashioning or forming yourself according to our former worldly form, right? Because we all had a worldly form before Christ, but we don't want to keep the worldly form after Jesus, after we received him into our life. Verse 15, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That means behavior, that word conversation, behavior. So what is your behavior today? What kind of behavior? All manner of conversation, meaning all manner of behavior. Is Hollywood behavior holy? Verse 16, 17, look, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy, that if you call on the Father who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Yeah. And so we are here at a time of sojourning. Parousia in the Greek, that it means to as well as strangers here in this land, in the fear of God. Too many Christians don't fear God any longer, or never did fear God. They never learned the fear of God because they have little revelation of who he really is. See, how do you fear God if you have no revelation of who he is? You have no understanding of who he is. Verse 18 and 19, for as much as ye know that you were redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Hallelujah. Yeah, from your vain conversation. Yeah. A lot of that vain conversation we receive by tradition from our family life or from various people. They carry this tradition and this vain conversation. It's just vain. It's empty. It's worthless. And there's a lot of things that are being said in the world that are vain and empty conversations. People at work are talking vain and empty conversations every day. Yeah, living in the world, living like the world. Worldly behavior is vain or aimless conduct. It's empty. It's fruitless. It's just fruitless. I mean, it's just vanity. Hey, Christian, you must quit buying into the lies. Quit buying the lies, okay? Another reason we need to hear the Word and get in the Word of God is because we live in a difficult, demanding, and dark, and hostile world, and they are getting more hostile toward the believer today. So we need to hear the Word of His grace to us, and we need to hear it on a regular basis. We need to feed on it ourselves in our own private studies, where, well, as hearing people preach it and teach it to us that are godly men and women that have heard and known the Word of God. Acts 20:32 says here, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Build you up. You need any building up today? The Word is going to build you up. The Word of His grace. And each of us is in a battle today. And we all regularly confront the brutal realities, the satanically inspired and brutal realities of life in this wicked world. And each of us needs to learn and hear, and by hearing and hear, to read the Word of grace, to live in the grace of God daily in this wicked world that we live in. You need it, folks. You need it. You can't live without it, really. You're gonna backslide if you try it. You're gonna slip away spiritually. You know, people are facing family problems, marriage problems, work problems, personal problems, physical problems, tribulational problems. Much tribulation in this wicked world, by the way. In this world, you shall, suffer persecution, right? That's difficult at times, then tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, Jesus said. But in this world, we will face persecution if we live godly in Christ Jesus. So why would anybody want to love this world system with all its troubles anyway? Why would you want to do it? Why are the troubles there in the first place? Why do you think they're there? Because of sin and devil, no trouble. No sin, no trouble. But we got sin and we got devils here. So we got troubles in this world. And we're going to keep having trouble till Jesus comes and delivers us from the power of this world system. Hallelujah. And see, it's just that way because of sin. It's just that way since Adam and Eve sinned. It's just that way. So you have to understand what you're dealing with. Okay? It isn't going to be that way when Jesus comes back and takes away the sin problem and the devil problem for 1,000 years anyway. But Paul depended on God's grace for everything. Do you depend on God's grace for everything? You should be. He even said, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." And I could say the same thing. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And you should be able to say the same thing. Any good thing that you have and that you are is by the grace of God. That's right. So what he had become was all by the grace of God. Any good we become will be by the grace of God, not by the works of the flesh, that's for sure. Amen. We all need to press into God today and partake of God's gift of grace. And grace is everything that we need to live. You know, every good and perfect gift that comes down from above, everything that pertains to life and godliness, the abundant life that you come and we might have that life and have it more abundantly. You know, all of these things is grace, grace, grace. He said that we might be grow in grace and truth. He didn't say that we might grow in the law. No, never did he say that in the New Testament. Paul never said that. We don't grow in the law. We grow in grace and truth. That's how we grow. There isn't any growing going on unless you're growing in grace and truth. That's just a fact of the word, folks. You need to get that down and know that, okay? Because you're not going to grow by law keeping. You're not going to grow by joining the Hebrew Roots Movement or some other messianic that try to keep the law. You grow by grace and truth, not by law, not by legalism, not by religion. And the only way we're going to make it in this deceptive and evil world is in grace, folks. You got to remember that. In grace, in grace, in grace. Be filled up with the grace of God. Too many substitute law for grace. And they're so miserable on the performance merry-go-round, round and round they go, but never go anywhere at all. And they sure aren't merry either, by the way. It's a merry-go-round, really? No, it's a misery-go-round, right? Because they're not happy under law. There's no joy of the Lord because you don't have the joy outside of grace. But that's where the joy is. And so number next one is we must stay in fellowship and the word. Okay? Amen. We're going to have to stay in fellowship with one another and in the word of God. Because the world we live in is a defiled world. God's people are finding it out more and more. If they have any sensitivity spiritually at all, they're finding out more and more that it's difficult to stay clean from this defiled world. That's right. If they don't study the word and hear the word, then they're finding out they're going to get in trouble. We need the word, the washing of the water of the word, to show us where we're dirty and demonized and where we need to battle in his war that he called us to be a soldier in, right? We are the soldiers of Christ. So we need to know by the word, and the world sure isn't going to tell you. That's for sure. They're going to tell you how to walk away from God. They're going to make you carnal. They're going to make you live by the flesh in the carnal nature. That's why we need to bathe in his washing regularly, to take a word shower, to clean up again and again, to wash off the dirt that we've been playing in the filth of the world, to wash it off in Jesus' name by the power of God. See, we receive training in righteousness through the word, folks. The word is like a mirror that shows us where we're dirty and polluted by the lying, deceiving world system of deception. And we would often not see it were it not for the mirror of the word. We look in the mirror of the word and we see the condition that we're in. How many have heard the word and had things in your life open right up to you? And you've seen the need for change in your life because you've heard the word and you've read the word. And wow, you looked in that mirror and you saw yourself and you saw the need. See, we all have. We all should have anyway. More and more God's people learn to compromise. Why is it that the way, to get ahead? I mean, why, we should be thinking that we should just compromise. We can just get ahead in this life. No, that's stupid. That's ignorant. That's compromising with the world. That's listening to ungodly advice from the system. They say, oh, yeah, that's the way we get ahead. No, it's not the way you get ahead. Promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. It comes from the Lord. If you're going to get promoted, God's the one who's going to promote you. It's not about self-promotion, compromising to be so promoted at that job. You know, God can promote his people at their job. You don't need to compromise to get that. Well, isn't that the thing to do? That's what everybody else is doing. They're compromising and they're getting promoted. No, not according to God's word and his righteousness. No, no, no. I once heard about the largest Assembly of God church in Nevada. The pastor for 2 years was with a lady that wasn't his wife on a regular basis for 2 years. Really? You know, see, too many Christian people think that it's okay to have sex outside of marriage. But that's a lie of the world. And many Christians that do it, they find out later that there's always a price to pay for disobeying God's word. No matter how antiquated one thinks that they are, people who say the word of God are, eventually they find out it's true, but I love him or I love her so much. Oh, really? All who disobey is going to find out there are many consequences, and God isn't doing them to you. But see, you open your doors to demons, and you got consequences because look what you just did. You open your door to a bunch of devils by getting over in the devil's playground. It's the devil's territory, in other words. And that's where you opened up the door, and that's where the demons came in. and you say, well, God's getting me for it. No, oh, you got yourself for it. You let the devil come in and attack you because you did things that just opened doors to demons. Sin opens doors to demons. You expose those doors right away so that you no longer have those doors open and the enemy is getting in there and you're having all these problems now. You got all these demons to deal with because you compromised your walk and you went and got involved in sexual sin. And you kept being involved in it. And the soul tie may have been formed and now it's hard to get out of the relationship because soul ties are formed. And you're in sexual bondage now with somebody that wasn't supposed to be the one that you were in sexual bondage to. Or maybe you were to marry him, but you were to do it the right way instead of the sinful way by getting into premarital sex. So, and yeah, sometimes it can bother you even years after you've been married if you did have premarital sex with this woman or this man, and now you're married, and it can weaken respect for each other. It could do a number of things in your marriage, plus you don't have to still deal with the demons that came in because of your premarital sex. And a lot of times marriages aren't happy places today because of sin, so because of compromise, because of wrong thinking, listening to the world or listening to, you know, too hard of a message sometimes will get you married miserable too. You know, you listen to legalism and you become legalistic in your home, then you could really destroy your home too that way. You can do a lot of damage that way. But I tell you, we need to continue to hear the word, and God's word is a word of faith because the word releases its power only when it is believed and obeyed by faith and acted upon by faith, because no word of God is void of power. No word, none of it. Within that word is dynamite power to accomplish what it is when it's believed and acted on in faith. Okay, there's the dunamis power in the word. When you act on it in faith and you receive that word, a lot of people don't receive the word, so they don't have any manifestation of the word in their life. So you've got to receive the word of God. You can't just hear the word. The Bible talks about that, hearers, but not doers, right? You remember that scripture in James. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. There's a lot of self-deceived people because they don't do the word. They might have heard it, but they don't do it. They don't act upon it. And the Bible said his word is the word of his power. And we need to know that it's the word of his power. And we need to now walk in that kind of power. Today, we need to walk in that kind of power because that kind of power is what's going to tear down the strongholds of darkness. They're going to take back the ground that the devil has stolen in this world system of darkness. And lastly, we must also keep hearing of these reasons to keep hearing the word. We must also keep hearing the word because there is a cumulative result of our hearing the word week after week after week. One sermon can't do it all. How often do you eat food? Do you eat food just once a week? No. Well, many people eat three times a day plus more than that, and probably overeating there, but, you know, it won't hurt to overeat the word, but it might hurt to overeat on physical food, right? But we keep hearing the word, and one sermon is never going to do it. One time reading the Bible is not going to do it. But if we keep on being faithful at the proper time, we're going to reap a harvest. If we don't give up, amen, we're going to reap that harvest of the word. We're going to see the fruit of the word of God. We're going to see the power of being in that word day by day, month by month, year after year after year after year. It's just going to keep on accumulating. And we're going to see the glory of God take place because of being in God's word, the faithfulness of his word. Amen. Faithful to be in that word. Okay? And that's so important today. I can't even express it. And, you know, I get some Christians, oh, we know about that. We just want something spectacular. No, the word is spectacular. The word is life to those who find it and health to all that flesh. Let's go to Luke 23, verse 23. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Maybe you say, yeah, well, they were sure bad people that crucified Christ. How could they do such an awful deed like that? How could they do such an awful thing? I would never do that. Hold it. Wait a minute. It was not just them that crucified Jesus, but your sin and my sin as well. Don't forget that. And yet we still don't fully understand his great love and acceptance for us. I mean, this is the mystery, part of the mystery of godliness, the mystery of his kingdom. I mean, these things are being revealed little by little, but hey, I don't know that we'll understand it all until we're really with him forever. I mean, we're going to then know him as he is, and oh, my, then it's going to be glory, even more glory. But we're getting from glory to glory even now. But we need to spend time with him in his word, to have him reveal his heart to us. Jesus was bleeding. He was dying. He just had nails put in through his hands and his feet. And yet he said, Father, forgive them. How could he do such a thing? Even though those who crucified him did the most criminal act in the universe, in history, they acted under the plan of a awesome almighty God as well, who works all things after the counsel of his own will. And that is why Jesus said, Father, forgive, but they don't know. And you know what? We don't know either. Because there is so much that we still need revelation and knowledge on, and to be so much more to be discovered and received in the word of God and in grace. And we don't know yet the full depth of God's love for us. It's an ongoing revelation, folks. There's so much more for you. He has so much more to show you, so much more to show me. Too many of God's people, they suffer continually under condemnation for things in their life over which they just can't seem to reach a victory. And because of the condition of the system of the church today in the United States, there's not much forgiveness and acceptance in the church today unless you have a strong will and a strong character and can hide your faults and play the church game, play the Christianese, speak Christianese, and you're able to put down or hide your things, your demons in your life that should be there. Christianity, as we know it today, is kind of survival of the fittest, right? Yeah, then you fit in. If you don't fit in with our group, then we're not going to receive you. So people try to act to fit in. Those who are out of the way, those who have habits and quirks in their lives which they cannot overcome, they're not even welcome in a lot of churches today. How many know that? But wait a minute, something wrong with that, isn't it? If you're a child of God, you're born again, there's one thing we need to remember and understand, that is that assuredly as God is on the throne, he has declared over you and I, we are righteous, not guilty. And you know, you got to remember that about other people. But they're not guilty. He just says, you're not guilty. They're not guilty. They've been brought into the family of God just like you've been brought into the family of God. We were none of us born into this world born again. I know I've heard people say stuff like that, and I don't agree with it. You had to have a point in time where you actually got born again. You were not born physically into this world as a born-again person. You had to receive Jesus as God and return from your sins, repent for those sins, be baptized, and confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It had to happen at some point. You were not born again. You had to get born a second time. Look at Hebrews 8:12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities. Iniquities will I remember no more. No more. He's not remembering your iniquities anymore. Okay? You're not guilty. And I don't care what the church people say about you, okay? If you come to the Lord, you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, you're not guilty. They can judge you all they want. But, you know, the word of God is what I'm going to believe, not the word of some human being that come out of a religious mouth influenced by demons. I'm not going to believe that. I'm not going to receive that. Okay, you just need to say, I don't receive that. When somebody judges you wrongly, you say, I don't receive that. I break that curse in Jesus' name. Yeah, it could be those in your own family judge you, but you know what? We don't receive that. Amen. We don't receive that condemnation. We're not going to live under condemnation. You need to live with transformation, not condemnation. Amen. See, you don't need condemnation, but you do need transformation. And we're being transformed from glory to glory, even if by the Spirit of the living God within us. See, the things in your life that are not of God, they have to be transformed by the infiltration of the Spirit of God into your life, into your soulish life, your mind, and through deliverance. As a born-again person, you have God in you. I have God in me. But what we need is for Jesus to grow in us and to transform us into what he is like. See, that's what we're becoming. We're to become what he is like, not what the world wants us to be like. We need never be condemned for the condition of our natural life. We just need to keep on hungering after God and seeking him until he finally arises up in us and fully comes alive within us. And remember that the scripture said what I said last week. Remember, let God arise. What's going to happen? His demon enemies are going to be scattered, right? Those demonic spirits that you have and that you carry are going to be cast out. That's part of our growth process. That's part of seeking God. We don't need to be condemned for the condition we're in because of our demons. No, 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 no. We just keep seeking God. We keep reading the Word. We keep staying in the Word of God. He transforms us more and more and more into what he's like. And he did bring more deliverance until we get these things out. And it may take a lifetime to do it, but let God arise, and his enemies will be scattered. And the more we allow God to arise in our life, the more the enemies of God are going to be routed out of us. And this process is going to take care of our fault. And deliverance will be a part of God's arising, okay? But we also need to realize that this is a process, that it takes time, that Jesus works in you to bring us fully into his plan and purpose. Deliverance isn't instant from every demon that you have. It's a process that goes on throughout your lifetime. There are seasons of deliverance where you may get a lot of deliverance. There's other times you may just get a little deliverance or none at all for a period of time. The fact is, it's an ongoing process throughout your lifetime on planet Earth until Jesus comes. Amen. That's right. To bring us into his plans, to bring us fully into his plans and his purposes for our life. And religion, and those even unknowingly bound by it. A lot of Christians are unknowingly bound by religious spirit. They don't even know it. They don't even know the demon that they carry. They're walking around in blind ignorance today. Because they don't believe in deliverance, one reason. Another reason is they have blind spots. They're blind to the demon that they carry. A lot of people like that today. They're blind to the demons that they carry. They don't know what they're carrying around. They don't know how demonized they are. They don't know the darkness that they live in. Yet they're Christians. They're supposed to have light in them, and they do have light in them. But how many know that just because you have light in you doesn't mean you're seeing with that light? Because the light is in their spirit. And a lot of them are walking carnally. They're walking in their fleshly part of themselves, and they just don't see the light because they're not drawing up out of their spirit. They don't know how to draw up out of their spirit. You have to learn to draw from your spirit. You have to learn to draw from the Holy Spirit that's in your spirit. You have to learn to draw from the things of life and grace and truth and that are all there in your spirit, but you don't necessarily live in those things because you're fleshly minded. A lot of people are. A lot of Christians walk in the flesh more than they ever walk in the spirit. In their whole lifetime, they don't walk in the spirit as much as they walk in the flesh, right? Because that's their dominant nature, because it's been their dominant nature since they were born. They get born again, and they have a new nature, but they don't live from it now. They don't want to live from that new nature because they're uncomfortable with it. You got to get comfortable with the nature and the things of God so much so that you want to live from that nature instead of trying to live a religious life. You live from God. That's you're living from the very power of God himself. You're living from the very nature of God. You're living from the very anointing that is placed deep within you in your spirit man. That's right. Oh, yeah, so many are unknowingly bound today. They don't know how bound they are. And that's sad to see, but it is true. Not to mention those that are lost, they don't even know that they're lost, a lot of them. And that's why we need to get more bold. I tell you what, I'm just praying that I'll just have more opportunity to share Jesus with more people because I just want to see people saved. It's so sad to see people like that 86-year-old man that I was talking to, so old and yet they don't know Jesus at that age. The chances of him getting born again at 86 are very slim, but hey, God put him in my path for a reason. And so God will put people in your path for a reason. Don't ignore them being there. Don't just think that things are just happening to be happening. And you think there's nothing of it. Well, there's something of it, folks. It did just happen for no reason. It's something that you're at the place you are at the time that they're at the place you are, You know, when it doesn't normally happen, it just happened because God set it up and gave you opportunity to share Jesus with them. You know, even if it's just a simple word of Jesus loves you, or Jesus cares about you, or do you believe that you'd go to heaven if you died right now? That's a good opener right there. And they say, well, I hope so. Then you know you've got a candidate to get saved if they say that, because I know, and every Christian should know, that when they die, they're going to be with Jesus, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. We should know that, folks. We don't have to say, I hope I'm going to be there. If you have to say, I hope I'm going to be there, then you need to get born again. You need to say, Jesus, I believe that you're God. Come into my heart right now. Wash my sins away. I repent for them. And I receive you and give you my life. From this day forward, I will serve you alone. I belong to you from this day forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, yeah. Hallelujah. And now we need to only do those things that we know we should do, and that this is, this now allows God to be able to bless us so that we can grow spiritually. And we can only do the things that we should do because of the Spirit of God in us, because we live from God, not for God, because if you're living for God, you're doing it and you can't do it. The fact of life is that you cannot live the Christian life by your own ability. But oh, how ignorant we are, because we don't understand his great love. And we don't understand that he'd already declared us not guilty, and that it's not about what we can now do for him, but about letting him be the transformer in us and God in us and do what he already paid the price to do. Amen? Let's let him do what he wants to do and not try to do what we cannot do ourselves. Ephesians 4, 17 and 18. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. They don't walk that way. Too many Christians are still walking in the vanity of their mind. They're alienated from the life, the grace of God through their ignorance. That's still in them, but they just have not got removed yet. They're walking in so much ignorance. You don't have to walk in that ignorance today. Why are you walking in so much ignorance today? You don't have to walk in that ignorance. Get in the Word of God. The Word is revelation. Life to those who find it. Remember? Amen. Amen. And so don't operate in that anymore. The ignorance is still in them and operating through wrong teaching and wrong thinking. If the church weren't still blinded, somewhat alienated from the life of God, if they received, you know, if they would receive the very new birth and life of God that they received when they were born again, my, they would be in their present condition, wouldn't they? No, there's no way that it would be in its present condition if they'd received it. That new life when they were born again and began walking in it and living in it and getting understanding from it and revelation from it. Yeah, people are saved and going to heaven. Some are even greatly blessed, but because God's truths are true. His truths are true, but his full purpose has never been fulfilled by the majority of them. By the institutional church, it's never been fulfilled by most of them, unfortunately. Why? Well, because they don't know what it is. Or they have religious teaching. Ephesians 2:21, in whom all the buildings fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. That's his intention. That's his purpose, to fill the church with himself and build us up together into a habitation of God. But many Christians are more habited by the devil than they are God, and most of themselves. And I shouldn't be that way. Yeah, in their spirit, God is there, but in their soul, there's a whole lot of devils. Yeah. And God wants to make us a habitation of God through the Spirit in anyone who will allow it. Will you allow it? Will you allow it? And he wants to get us free so God can do his work in us. Yeah. It does take the Spirit of God to do it and the light of God's Word to break loose our minds from that religious tradition and all the lies of this world There's multiple lies everywhere we look, all around us, they lie. And God says in Romans that you might be transformed, not condemned, by the renewing of your mind. Is your mind being renewed? If you're listening, really listening here, you're getting renewed by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit working in you right now. If you're listening, if you're hearing, one thing to listen, another thing to hear. Right? And here's where a lot of people run or back off, probably because they haven't been warned that when you enter the presence of God, don't get scared and back off because God exposes you to yourself. That's right. God will expose you to yourself. He's a mirror. The mirror of the Word will expose you to yourself. See, there is no way that we can move into the glory and presence of God and not feel our weaknesses, not sense our inabilities and failures and sins and devils and frailties. No, no. The more we move into His presence, the more we're going to see ourselves and the condition that we're in, but we're going to have hope because He's the only one who can fix us. He's the only one that can deliver us. He's the only one that can turn things around in our life. Amen. Amen. If we don't come away from being in His presence, aware of the sinfulness that is still in our life and the habits that are ungodly, then I don't think we've really entered into His glory and His presence, because you're going to see yourself, not for condemnation, but for transformation. Remember that, not for condemnation, but for transformation. He doesn't show yourself to beat you up. He doesn't show yourself to condemn you. He shows you yourself so you can be changed, so you can be delivered. But He is pure and holy and glorious. But just because the light of God exposes all those things doesn't mean you should fall under condemnation and run from them. Some people do that. They see themselves, they see their condition, they run from God when they ought to be running toward God, because He's the only one that can fix your condition. He's the only one that can change you and bring you into the glorious presence and keep you there. See, the light of God does just what it's supposed to do. It exposes all the hidden areas of our life. Amen. We need to let God do that. Well, I don't want to see it. I know. A lot of people don't want to see it. They don't want to see themselves. They don't want to see what's there. That's why so many people, they always got to have a noise around them. They always have other people around them. They always got to listen to music or listen to something. They always got to be working or doing something because they don't want to face themselves. They don't want to just be alone with them and God. Oh my, I wouldn't know how to just handle that alone time with God. I got to always have someone around. Oh my, well, you're missing out on so much by that mentality. I guarantee you that. That's right. But when the light of God comes and exposes all the hidden, you might even see things that you just may not have even known were there. And see, that's part of the process. But remember, so you won't run. It's not for condemnation. It's for transformation, friend. God would never condemn you. As long as you're one of His children, you're never going to be condemned. You're never going to be appointed to His wrath. You are not guilty. He has paid the penalty forever for your transgression. That's right, and your disobedience for all of it. You paid the penalty for it. You're not going to be penalized for it. Oh, yeah, you might let in some demons when you get involved in that stuff. You might let in some demons, and you're going to have some price to pay there, but not because of God, but because you opened doors. You let your head down. You let the little foxes come in and spoil your vine. You let them come in and mess with you. But let me just share an example here. You know, when I first moved to Nebraska to plant a church there in Nebraska. You know, I was parked one day. I think I was looking at this building. It's parked in front of a building. It's called what's called the Alamo Club. And I think I was looking at it for a church, and I was thinking maybe we could meet in there and start this church that I was getting ready to plant in there. But a man came out of the building and said to me, he was a total stranger. I mean, I wish that Christians had that kind of boldness. And I have seen it in some, and I have done it myself. But are you looking for a meeting, he said. Do you need a meeting? Do you need help? I said, no, you know, by the way, I don't agree with all about Alcoholics Anonymous, but you know what? It's absolutely impossible to be expelled and excommunicated from the AA, and there was an AA meeting going on in there. I didn't know that, but I did now. I did then, I mean. And if you have a desire to quit drinking, they only require that you want to quit drinking. They don't require you to do that, only that you have a desire. You are welcome in any chapter in the world, just as I was when he thought I was there to come to a meeting, and I needed a meeting. I needed an AA meeting. They won't ask you what chapter or group you're from or what you believe. You'll just be welcome, even if you've been drinking. But you have a desire to quit, then they won't throw you out. But how many churches, if you go to church drunk and drinking, and I've had them come that way, will they just throw you out? And they say, well, you have to come back when you're sober, or they, you know, really? Why? See, hey, they've learned something about acceptance. And we as a church, I think we could learn something from them too. Right? And I realize that's hard to witness to people sometimes when they're inebriated, because especially if they're around other people, they just can't receive it because the demons are kind of in control a lot of times like that, and they're just not able to receive it. And it's better to, you know, witness to them when they're not loaded, right? But I have had people come to church under the influence of alcohol. I remember this one, you know, store manager of a big department store. He would come to church. I found out he was an alcoholic. He was born again. His wife was a strong Christian. And he was a Christian, but he was an alcoholic. And, you know, how can it be still a Christian if you know, well, how come people still masturbate and they're Christians? Or how come people are still looking at porn and they're Christians? You know, this guy was an alcoholic and he was born again and he didn't like what he was doing and he didn't like being in bondage to what he was in bondage to, but he was, and he hit it real well. And he was the manager of this big, big, you know, store like Walmart. It actually was a Kmart. And he had all these people working for him. And yet he was an alcoholic. And I didn't reject him. I just ministered to him. See? And kept ministering to him. It's like AA does to people. They want to get people free from alcohol. See? They want to get people free. And so that's what we're here for too. See? We're here to get people free. Now I realize now if a person is committed sin and refuses to turn from it and they refuse to hate it, they don't want to get free, that's a different subject. That's a different matter altogether. And there are people like that. But look at fear for a minute. How many Christians are in fear today? How many Christians are walking around afraid of this and afraid of that and afraid, fearing for their lives, fearing something's going to happen bad to them or one of their family members, or they're going to lose everything, or these end times are just going to destroy them, and they'll have nothing, and they'll have nowhere to live, and they're just living in fear about driving their car even. I mean, driving down the street, they're afraid to go anywhere because they're going to have a wreck or something, or something will happen, or someone will rob them or something. How many Christians are living like that? And yet God said, fear not. He commanded us not to live in fear. He commanded us to fear not. And he said it 366 times in the Bible, right? And yet, here we are disobeying God. How is that different from alcohol? Sin is sin, right? Huh? I don't know about that, Pastor, now. Yeah, we got levels of sin now. This person's really bad. They're a homosexual. Or this person's really bad. They divorced their husband. You know, they don't have, we're not in a fellowship with them. Well, hey, now, I'm not supporting any of those things at all. And I think it's sin, all of it. Because I don't support divorce. I don't support fear either, though. And I don't support alcoholism either. And I don't support smoking weed. I don't support, you know, all these places that have come up in Montana that sell recreational marijuana. Why would a state that's supposed to be, why would they allow that in? Well, they voted for it. Well, does God go by what people vote for? No. I don't like sin, but I do care for the person that's bound by it and want to see them set free if they're willing. You know, if they're willing and obedient, they could eat the good of the land. But if they reject it and they're stubborn and they don't want to be free and they love their sin, then the Bible says something else about them. If anyone calls themselves a brother and they're living in adultery or fornication, and they're living in that, what does the Bible say in Corinthians about that? Well, you got to put them out because they're not repentant. They don't want to change. But if anybody really wants to change, it's like if anybody comes to that alcoholic meeting and they want to quit drinking, even if they've drunk at a time, they'll still be received. And if anybody comes to church and they seriously want to get set free from the demons and they seriously want to quit being in bondage to whatever they're in bondage to, hey, we can't reject them, right? If they're seriously repentant for it, and every time they do it, they hate that they did it, they hate that they fell into temptation and to bondage, right? You can't reject them for that because, you know, Jesus doesn't reject them, and you're going to reject them? Hey, what does the Bible say about that? We need to show mercy. We need to have compassion. We need to cast their demons out if they're ready to get delivered. And I say, you know, if you don't hate what you're doing, really, you probably, you don't really want to get rid of it. So if you hate what you're doing, then you're a candidate for deliverance, because if you really hate what you're doing, you want to get a demon out, right? So if you're living in fear all the time, you need to get your demons out. If you're living in lust all the time, you need to get your demons out. That shows me that you're serious. You seriously want to be set free. You seriously want to change. But not only do you need to get your demons out, you need to, you know, resist the devil. Because if you don't resist the devil, he isn't going anywhere, right? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. Amen. So, we need to have a weekly time with Jesus where we hear the word of God. Amen. And we grow up into him more and more and more, right? But if you want to grow and come out of religion and the religious spirits and the training that you might have had in your earlier life of religion, not relationship, and you want to get outside of what some have called the box, and you're in the right place here. But if you stay in the Word, God will deal with you. And that's not always comfortable or pleasant, because the burning of the flesh is not always pleasant. But to grow up, that is necessary. So you don't stay a little baby all your Christian life, right? It's kind of weird to see a 50-year-old sucking on a pacifier in a baby bottle. Yeah. Most Christians today, they won't allow it, but it's not an option if you want God, if you really want God. Okay, you have to allow the burning of that flesh. You have to allow him to deal with you. You have to allow the fire. I will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Well, I don't want the fire. I want the Holy Ghost. Oh, well, hey, you got to take the whole package. You don't get the wet without the water. Don't get the water without the wet. Huh? Hebrews 12:9-10. And furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Hallelujah. For our profit. God has many ways and methods to bring you into his perfection, into spiritual maturity, and most of the church is not in subjection to the Father of spirits, but they're in subjection to their demons and their flesh, whatever it may be, their habits, their besetting sin. But you don't have to be, because God's here to set us free. God's here to be our deliverer, and our Father is the Father of your born-again spirit. That's what he is, that's who he is, and he is the one who has put his life within you, his very life, and everything he does to you is for your own good, and you need to know that he will bring you into correction and change as part of your growth process, but this is a good time, this is good, this is not bad, because if you're without correction, what does the Bible say? You're a bastard, you're without a father. It's not mean to be brought into correction and change. It's proof of his love. He loves you too much to leave you the way you are. See, we all have growth to go. If you're married, you got to grow in your marriage. You got to learn to if you're a man, you got to learn to treat your wife like Christ treats the church, right? Love your wife like Christ loves the church. Treat your wife like Christ treats the church. Really? How many men are doing that? How many men really do that? I mean, really? It's just not been that way. I've met a lot of Christians, talked to a lot of Christians, been counseling lots of Christian marriages, couples over the years. Man, I've been doing this for 39 years, and I've counseled so many marriages, and I have yet to see a perfect marriage. I've yet to see a marriage that didn't have a problem. Because you live in this world, the Bible says if you marry, you'll have trouble in the flesh. Yeah, and if your flesh rules, guess what? You're a flesh ruled and dominated Christian, and you know what? He don't want to leave you like that. So he needs to bring you into the fire so you love your wife as Christ loved the church, and the women to love their husbands too. Yeah. And, not despise them, not despise one another. I tell you, these are high calling to be married today as a Christian marriage today. Oh, yeah. But you know what? If you really know his love, you'll pray, Lord, correct me. I don't want to be a wayward child. I don't want to be wayward in my marriage relationship. I don't want to be wayward at work. I don't want to be wayward in my walk. Have you ever prayed, Lord, I give you permission, no matter whatever it takes, to go against my stubborn, rebellious self-will and transition me into being more like you, into a son of God? Faith is, faith is hope. Most of us are pretty strong-willed, pretty stubborn. But are you willing to let God take you over? Yeah, and have his way with you and kill that self-will? Hey, this is God's plan for you, but it will cost you. It will cost you your stubborn self-life. That's right, to get there. In fact, it'll cost you all. It'll cost you everything. It'll cost you your Adamic natural mind control over you. But hey, we need to let it happen. I mean, listen, are you serious about God, or are you just serious about walking on in your flesh and having things your way, the way the flesh wants? Huh? Some women, they nag their husband all the time. You want to just keep on nagging your husband all the time, being an old nag? I mean, you could, because that's the way my mama was. I'm going to be that way too. That's the way grandma was. That's the way you want to be? Hmm? Yeah, look at it. 1 John 4:17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. See, that's the whole thing. God wants to bring us into as he is, so are we in this world. That's a process, but he's doing it. And we need to call us as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. And how is he? He's high and lifted up, his train filled the temple. He's lifted up, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. The Bible says we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. As he is, so are we in this world. Is he letting the carnal, natural, Adamic human mind prevail? No, but that's what is prevailing in most believers today. See, we live in a carnally controlled world, so we have a lot of carnally, fleshly, Adamic, demonically controlled Christians today. That seems like the norm today. And yet Christians are so often controlled by Satan's latest fad. Why is that? Why do we let the devil do that? Why would we say, hey, the fashion of this world passes away. It's passing away. The Bible says that. Why would we want to, you know, be controlled by the latest fad, the latest Christian fad, the latest worldly fad? Why would we let that even have an influence on us? Why would we let that be a dominant force in our life? Why? Well, we want to be accepted by who? The world? I don't think that matters. I think we want to be accepted by God. That's the thing that matters. 1 Corinthians 6:15. It says, know ye not that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I take the member of Christ and make it the member of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. See, that ought to keep us right there from joining ourselves to harlots, right? Flee fornication, he tells us. How can you do that? By being joined to him and living from the Spirit of God. You're one spirit with God, start living from that spirit. See, every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. You fornicate today, you're sinning against your own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. You belong to God. You're the temple of God. You're not a temple of a harlot. You're not a temple of homosexuality. You know, we're living in a harlot world system, but we're not to join ourselves. We're not our own. We've been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You don't have a right any longer to be carnally controlled. Fearfulness is carnally controlled. Lustfulness is carnally controlled. It's carnally mindedness, see? Money lust is carnally mindedness. It's lusting after money. Greed, that's carnal mindedness. Anger all the time, that's carnal mindedness. That's not spiritually controlled, that's carnally controlled. See, we have a lot of head knowledge today, and some of the most intellectual people today are teaching and preaching, and people are being filled with a whole lot of information. But why is so much of your church so destitute today, and they lack so much the ability to be gospel? One reason is they think information is transformation. That's not true. The Bible says that in 1 Corinthians 8:1, knowledge puffed up. Do you know any puffed up Christians today? Do we have any puffed up Christians today? Well, we have a lot of them today. We have a lot of puffed up Christians today. But you know what? I love the church. I'm not against the church. And there are a lot of good churches out there. And I'm not going to quit going to church. When I don't pastor anymore, I'll quit. I'm not going to quit going to church. Okay? I know a lot of churches are messed up, but you know what? There is no perfect church out there, and I think it's important that we go to church. I'm going to keep going to church. I may not make it every single Sunday, but I'm going to go, you know, as many times as I can, you know. I'm not going to give that up someday. As long as I go to church, and some people, that they just put all the churches down. All the churches are bad. All the pastors are bad. I don't believe that. I know a lot of pastors. And they're not all bad. A lot of them are men of God. They may not believe everything I believe, but that doesn't mean they're not a man of God. They may not think the way I think on everything, but that doesn't mean they're not a man of God. Okay? So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to join in with that. I don't believe that way. Okay? I believe that God has his church here, and he loves his church. Listen, I could have been a pastor for 39 years and hated the church. I love the church. Okay? And I realize there's a lot of compromising pastors and a lot of compromising churches, but you know what? They're not all that way. And they're not all like me, you know. I don't expect everybody to be like me. I'm uniquely me. Nobody else is like exactly like me. And I'm not, you know, I don't expect that I'm going to be like anybody else either, you know. So we just are what we are. But I'm not going to throw all the pastors out just because they're not like me. I'm not going to throw all the churches out just because they weren't like mine. You know, it's ridiculous. I tell you, Jesus loves his church. And he told us that, you know, we are the body of Christ. We are the church. See? So, and I realize that some people can't find a good church in their area, so this is their church. They listen to this program. I know some that just go through every Bible verse with me, and it's their church. They even listen on Sunday morning. And that's fine, okay? If you can't find one, I understand. But if you can find a good one, go to it, you know. Nothing wrong with that. You can still listen to this, you know, program and have church here. There's nothing wrong with having two or three services a week, by the way. You know, we did that for years. Now, granted, that didn't go over real well in Montana, but we had two or three services a week, but we had one. We tried to, but the people weren't coming. So, anyway. That's a different story. But for years and years and years, we had three services a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Okay? For years and years and years, we did that. Sometimes we did Friday night, too, spiritual warfare night. We did that for years, too, in places that we pastored over the years. Anyway, let me close this out here. We got to move on. It's almost out of time here. We're going to do some deliverance tonight. But, yeah, we have puffed up Christians today. I'm a Baptist. I know what we believe. I'm right. You know, I'm Catholic. I pray to Mary. You're wrong if you don't pray to Mary. And all this foolishness, you know, that people believe they're puffed up in their pride, their denominational pride. You know, I know how to do my rosary beat. Or I'm word of faith. I confess the word all the time. That's important too. You confess that word. No, I speak the word myself, but I'm not word of faith, but I am faith. Okay? I'm Methodist. We're liberal. Pride, pride, pride. Well, you're in trouble. I think maybe we need a divine eraser to erase from our mind some of what we've been programmed and taught so we can learn the simplicity of the gospel. Because it's so simple. In fact, it's easy to live godly once the clutter of religion and man's paint on it, you know, is removed, and legalism and law is removed, and we're living in grace, full-time grace, folks. That's where we belong. I mean, just that you live effortlessly as a human being, I mean, you don't have to try to be human. You are human. Just as you live effortlessly, I mean, you'd have to try hard to live as a cat because you're not a cat. Some people going around meow, meow, and saying, I'm a cat. Well, you got a cat devil. You need deliverance, right? I don't know people like that. Meow, meow, okay? You think you're a cat? God didn't make you a cat. You think you're a girl when you're really born a boy? Well, God didn't make you that. So you're trying to be God, right? You're going to make yourself what you want to be? Okay, I think there's demons involved with that. Yeah. But anyway, you can live effortlessly as a human being because you are a human being. You can live Christ-like on this earth because you have Christ in you. In other words, you don't have to try to live like a human because you are human, not a frog, not a monkey. You don't have to struggle to live carnally because they, you know, just come naturally, right? But God has a higher life, a higher law. His life, His is a law of life that transcends the law of sin and death. His life transcends the carnality, the carnal thinking, and the religiosity of mankind. His life is simply a life of love, of possibility at all times, a possibility of all things are possible to him that believes. And it may be a tough love, too, sometimes. But love never, you know, fails. And it is love. And you and I are all sincerely hungry Christians. If we are, then we're going to go through the purifying fires of God to have our carnal flesh we think is burned out of us, you know? And in the end, we're going to come forth as gold, right? So we need to let that happen. We need to let it come forth as gold. We need to, what is gold? It's divine nature. Gold speaks of a divine nature. We need to let it come forth as gold. We need to let his presence come forth in our lives. We need to let Jesus burn the fires in our lives that need to be burned, so that we can have that junk burned out of our lives. We need to have that deliverance take place. There are many things that need to happen as we grow in grace. Let's let it happen. And let's quit giving place to the devil and give place to Jesus, friends. He loves us. He's not got anything bad. He wants to transform us. He's a good God. He doesn't have anything bad. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. The devil is bad. We need to flee the devil. We need to flee fornication. We need to flee fear. We need to flee money lust. We need to flee all these things that the devil tries to ensnare you with. The lust or the opposite sex or the same sex, all of that. You need to flee. Run from it. Don't pollute the temple of God. Let the Spirit of God empower you to resist the devil and then resist him. Amen. Father, we thank you for these words tonight. We thank you for the power of the Word of God. We thank you for the anointing to release God's word here tonight. And I thank you for ministering through me by your Spirit. And I ask you to just bless our time of deliverance as we go to deliverance now in just a few minutes. For your glory, Lord, change us, mold us, make us, transform us. And Lord, bless your church, Father. Make it a glorious church, Lord. Make the people of God less carnal and more spiritual, Father. Less carnally minded and more spiritually minded, Father. We thank you for this last day church rising up and walking in grace and truth, Father, like never before. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory for it. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Jesus, I had to take those headsets off for a minute here, so we're just going to do this deliverance without that headset. Those are tight ones, and they're a little bit too tight, so I'll go back to the other one. All right, but I haven't got time to get, I can't get them right now, so we're just going to go ahead and do deliverance. Amen? Let's do some. Let's get some demons out. I know you can hear me fine. Just not quite as good as it was with the headset. All right, come out of there. We're going to command these demons to start coming out right now. We're going to go against these devils. And maybe you've been in the pit of despair. I was talking to a woman this week. She just said, oh, I'm just so down today, so down. I'm having a bad day. Well, yeah, I said, the Lord bless you. He'll bring you out of this. And she was like, didn't know what to say because she wasn't a believer. You know, they don't get it, yeah. But anyway, so you need to get saved. That's right. But anyway, we can command the spirit of despair down and out to come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, we command that spirit of being down and out. Come out in Jesus' name. Up out of there. I bind you. The spirit of being down and out. Having a bad day, are you? Well, get rid of that despair. Get rid of that bad day spirit. Start rejoicing in the Lord, right? And get those spirits out. Come out all the way out. All the way out. I bind you, despair. Come out. 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 Spirit of despair, you have to go. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All that spirit of despair and feeling down, feeling like the whole world is on your shoulders. Well, listen, you need to cast those cares on the Lord anyway. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All that despair. Come out. World on your shoulders. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Keep going right now. Keep coming out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. All that mental clutter in the mind, come out. Mental clutter all the way out. Go.
Go, come out, come out, come out of there, up and out, go. In the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that mental clutter, all that mental confusion, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Mental torment, come out. Mental torture, torturing demon that tortures your mind. Maybe it's a fear torment that's torturing your mind. All that fearful torment. Torment of fear. Fear. Tormented by fear in the mind. Come out. 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 Come out of there. Tormented. Mental torment. Come out. Mental torture. Come out. Tortured by fear. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All that fear. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, go, go. All that mental torture, fearfulness, all the way out. Skeptical spirit, you come out. Skeptical spirit, come out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus against that skepticism, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out, all that skepticism, come out, skeptical, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out. All that sarcasm, you come out. Sarcastic spirit, come out, come out, come out. Yeah, you just offend people when you're around them. You're so sarcastic, come out, all the way out. Go, come out, sarcasm, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out, I bind you. Come out, that sarcasm, come out. Come out, come out, come out. That offensive, putting people off spirit, you just offend people. Come out, come out, come out. You wonder why people don't like you. There's some spirits maybe that just make people not like you. Come out of it. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. Those are offense spirits that make you offend people. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, come out. You have to go. By the name of Jesus, come out. All the way out. Keep coming out. All the way, all the way, all the way. Up and out of there. Come out. Come out. Attention-getting spirit. Maybe you want all the attention for yourself. Do you like that attention from people? Come out. Come out. That attention-getting spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Attention-getting spirits, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, you have to go all the way out. All that attention-getting spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. You want to be the center of attention. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come up out of there. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All the way out. Come on. All that attention-getting spirit, come out of there. Come on. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. All the way up out of there. Go, go, go. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way. Keep coming out. Keep coming out, huh? Sexual abuse spirit, male or female. I know the guy that was abused by his sisters. They had sex with him over and over growing up. You come out of there. All that sexual abuse, come out, and incest, come out. Come on, sexual abuse, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. I know lonely mothers having sex with their boys. Terrible, you know, that's incest, that's disgusting. So come out of them. Those are demons that have been passed down generationally even. Come out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. You know, every kind of perversion under the sun has been done. I tell you, it's people, I don't think I've heard anything new lately for a long time because, yeah, I've heard most of it in deliverance sessions. Come out, all the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All sexual abuse and incest spirits, come out. 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 Come out of there. Up and out. All the way. All the way. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name. Keep going. Up out of there. Up out of there. Go. 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 Sexual fantasy spirits, come out. Fantasy. Perverse fantasy, perversion fantasy, sexual fantasies of any kind, you come out, all the way out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All those sexual fantasy spirits, come out in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, up and out of there. Keep coming out. Keep coming out of there. Go, go. The blood of Jesus is against you, demons. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. That unsanitary spirit, you come out. Just doing unclean. I know people that just pick their nose all the time and wipe it on their clothes. And even as adults, they were eating their own, picking their nose and eating the boogers out of their nose. I mean, this is just an unclean, nasty, spirit that needs to go. Come out of there right now, that unclean spirits. Come out, 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 come out. I remember a Catholic priest that would come to our ministerial group in a city that I pastored in, and he would scratch his head and then move around and sniff it on his finger every time, and then wipe it on his black shirt that he was wearing with his backward collar, Unbelievable. Every time he was there, he's doing that. And we'd all watch him do that. He's in his 40s, I think he was at the time. And, Lord have mercy, unclean things that people do. Come out of there, all the way out. All those uncleanness, unsanitary spirits, you come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Unsanitary spirits, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. All those unsanitary, unclean spirits, come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. We break up marriage, breaking spirits right now, the spirits of divorce, marriage breaking spirits that try to come and to disrupt a marriage and try to cause dissension and strife. You come out of there right now. All those marriage spirits, marriage curses over the marriage, inherited curses, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. Maybe your parents' marriage was awful, and you're bringing that into your marriage. Come out, come out, all the way out. There's generational curses that get in operation and cause divorces and cause marriage problems. And yeah, I remember one couple we counseled. They said they fought every day for over 40 years of marriage. I forget the number. I think it was higher than 40. But yeah, every day they fight. I mean, really? And I know of other marriages that are fighting all the time, and it's just tragic that this goes on. And we're supposed to have a little heaven on earth, not a little hell on earth, okay? We already have enough hell around us, but when it's in our own homes, I mean, something's wrong there, But the devil attacks Christian marriages, okay? And so you got to be on guard. You got to stay in the Word, because the Word is a defense against you falling into those same old traps of the devil in your Christian marriage, okay? So resist the devil and he will flee. Resist that strife. Walk away from it. If you start the argument, you walk away. You got to repent. You got to ask the wife to forgive you or the husband to forgive you if you started it, okay? Learn to forgive quickly and to say you're sorry quickly and quit just giving in to that and keeping the thing going for a day or two or a week or two. Some marriages, they won't even talk to each other for a week sometimes. And they just go off and live their own separate life. And that's not the way marriage is meant to be. Okay? So we rebuke these marriage-breaking spirits, these strife-causing spirits. You come out of there right now. Come out, 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 come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, we rebuke those spirits. You come out, come out, come out. Divorce spirits, come out. Come out, come out. Strife spirit, come out, come out. Fighting spirit, argumentative spirit. You always got to be right spirit. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, by the blood, in the name of Jesus, be weakened by the blood. You got to go all the way out. all the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. That passive spirit, you go in Jesus' name. Passiveness. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Inability to forgive, excuse me. Keep coming out of there. Be weakened by the blood and go. Inability to forgive, not wanting to forgive your mate or other people in life. Come out, 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 come out. All that unforgiving spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. In Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, 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 out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, you have to go. You have to loose them and let them go. All the way out. We pray for strong Christian marriages. That husbands love their wives. Wives love their husbands. Yes, we pray for these kind of marriages in the church, Father. In Jesus' name. Strongly to two or three can agree as touching anything, it shall be done. So you need to keep that agreement place going. And if you're in strife and divided, you're going to have agreement and you can't fight the devil as strongly. One will put 1,000, two put 10,000. You get two in agreement against the enemy. Look out, devil. No wonder he wants to break up and cause strife or division in homes today. Keep coming out, all the way 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 out. In Jesus' name. Spirit of dread, you come out being dreading the future. Come on, all that dreading different things. Come out. Spirit of dread, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Go, go, go. Fear of man, come out. Fear of man bringeth a snare. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. That fear of man, you have to go all the way out, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. In Jesus' name, you come out. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out, up and out. All that condemnation, you come out of there. Go. Condemnation, you come out. Condemnation, you loose them and let them go. All the way out of there. All that condemnation, come out. Come on, we allow transformation, but we don't allow condemnation. There's therefore now no condemnation, right? The Bible says Romans 8:1. Come out, condemnation. Come out, condemnation. Come out. All that condemnation, go. Go in Jesus' name. All that guilty spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Beat up with guilt. Beat up with guilt. Come out, all that guilt. Go, 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 go. Come out, guilt. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. All angels going, sword these demons right now. Sword these demons in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out all the way out. All that loneliness, you come out. Loneliness, come out in Jesus' name. Loneliness, spirit of loneliness, come out. In Jesus' name, you have to go. Spirit of loner, come out. Loners often suffer loneliness. Come out. You come out of there. Go, go. Have both spirits. Come out, loner spirit. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. Insignificant spirit tells you you're insignificant. You're of no count. You're of no value. That insignificant spirit, you come out. I bind you. I break your hold. I break your control over people. Come out. Insignificant. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on. You're a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God. Come on. You got to go, demon. Leave them alone. Come out. All the way out. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. Come out, come out, come out. Controlled by Hollywood. Come out, come out, come out. Hollywood addiction to Hollywood. Come out, out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, Hollywood demons. Come out, come out. Addiction to Hollywood. All the way out. Addiction to movies. Addiction to TV. Come out, come out, come out. Addiction to video games. Gaming spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Go, go, go. All the way, keep coming out. Keep coming out in the name of Jesus right now. Come on, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you move in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. Up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. Come on, we go. God, got to go. All the way out. Up and out. All the gaming spirits, addiction to gaming, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, addiction to sports, come out, Come out, football, baseball, basketball, all those sports spirits that get you sidetracked, keep you away from God doing sports, and you got to go right now. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong, something wrong with them, but saying if you're addicted to them, there's something wrong there. You've made an idol out of it, and you might be in trouble there. And it is just worldliness, too, you know. There's a lot of things that are just you get hooked on worldliness, and you get addicted to it, and you can't lay it down. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out of there. Up and out. Keep moving. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. That immature spirit, you come out. You have not matured because you have an immature spirit. Come out. Let's get rid of the spirit. Come out. Immature spirit. Come out. 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 All the way out. That immature spirit, you have to go. In the name of Jesus, that immature spirit, come out. 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 Come out of the immaturity. Come out. The spirit of immaturity, come out. Come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus against that spirit, a spirit of escapism, you come out. All we want to do is escape everything, go run and hide away. Come out, that's escapism, come out. Escapism, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 all the way out. All the way out, come out. Come out, escapism, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, escapism. Come on, want to go escape, want to put my head in the sand, want to disappear. Come out, all that escapism. Come out, come out, come out. We live in the world, we're not of the world, okay? We live in the world, we're not of the world. You have to go, escapism. Come out, come out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go. Come out, come out. Fascination with evil. You come out, that spirit of fascination with evil. Come out. Come out, fascination with evil, come out. Come out, attraction to evil, come out. We break the curse, come out. Come out of there, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way, all the way. All the way, cough a few times, let them go. All the way out, fascination with evil. Attraction to evil, come out. Come out, in Jesus' name, I bind you, command you to go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Keep going, up and out of there, up and out of there. Go, that impatient spirit, come out. Impatient spirit, come out right now. I bind you, come out. Spirit of impatience, come on. By faith and patience, we inherit the promise of God. Promises of God, come out. Come out of there, impatient spirit, I bind you, come out. All the way out, and in spirit of impatience, go. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out in Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood and leave. Right now, you're not welcome there anymore. You have to obey. Come out in Jesus' name. Bit of impatience. Go, 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 go. Keep going all the way out. All the way. Keep going all the way out. All the way out. Up and out of there. Move. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep going. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out of there. All the way. All the way. Fear of rebellion. Come out. Fear of rebellion. Fear of pouting. Come on. You come out of there. Don't get your way. You pout. Come out. Pouting. Come out. All the way out. Fear of rebellion. Come out. Too. Come out. 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 Come out of there. Up and out, all that rebellious spirit, all that stubborn spirit, go, 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 all the way out, in Jesus' name, go, go, come out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out, all the way out, go, 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 keep, go, in Jesus' name, loose them and let them go, all the way out, we bind you, demons, and Father, we thank you for this time of deliverance today, these spirits have to go. We thank you for sealing deliverance to those who have received some deliverance tonight, Father. We praise you for it. Praise you for the time and of deliverance that you gave us tonight and the time and the word that we had tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing to teach and preach the word of God, Father, and blessing people with it, and that they would be taught and they would grow and they would be changed, Father, by the Spirit of God. We praise you for it tonight. We praise you for all that you've done and are doing in people's lives that listen to this program. We praise you for taking care of them, putting a hedge of protection around about them, that you will protect them and keep them in the secret place of the Most High God day by day, moment by moment, Father, that they will dwell in your presence, Father, and they will continue to grow in grace and truth all the days that they live upon this planet Earth, Father, until Jesus comes and takes us home, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you for protection. We thank you for closeness to you. Thank you, Lord, for that. We praise your name. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, folks, for being here tonight. Appreciate it. We know that God is good, and he loves you so much. Thank you for listening. Well, good night now, and we will see you back, Lord willing, and he is, I believe, next week. So, bye now.
I remember at the table, 15 children and just one daddy. Now the daddies don't want children, or at most just one or two. I remember how they used the old church house for a school. Now the schools won't let a Bible pass inside their chilly doors. How the world has changed in only one generation. They say it's for the better, but they know salvation is slipping through their fingers. As they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. I remember when the babies were delivered by the doctors. Now the doctors all are surgeons, making doors where doors don't go. I remember when the children were instructed by their parents. Now the TV is the parents, teaching violence and crime. Salvation is slipping through their fingers. As they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. How the world has changed in only one generation. They say it's for the better, but they know it's growing. Slipping through their fingers. As they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. Yes, as they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told.
Yeah, hallelujah. All right. Well, I want to sign off now. And I really do thank you for being a part of the program and listening and receiving. And be a word person. Amen. Just make a decision. I'm going to pick up that Bible and I'm going to love it. And I'm going to get something out of it. You say, well, I don't understand. No, no. You keep on reading the word and you will get it. Not to mention something supernatural takes place because you have the Holy Spirit inside you that can energize the word of God, can do something that only God can do in a believer. Hallelujah. Now, that's an awesome thing. Awesome thing. Hey, we keep praying for you and keep praying for your families to be saved. I'm believing God for you that your whole house will come in. Serve Jesus. Amen. Don't give up. Hold fast to the word of God. Hold fast to the promise. Know that all things are possible to him that believes. So even you're a believer, so believe it. I believe with you. Let's expect God's miracles to take place. Let's expect him to turn things around and let there be a breakthrough in Jesus' name for you, for God's glory. Amen. Well, good night now. I love you, and we'll talk to you next Friday. Bye.